Okay. Well, the Genesis account takes the world back to a little over 6,000 years ago. That's how old the universe as we know it actually is. But here's the thing. It was created with apparent age, kind of like Adam and Eve and the animals when they were all made. It was the chicken first, not the egg. So, you know, settling that debate right now.
Yeah, think about that one.
Yeah. So as far as the one continent Pangaea went, it's actually, there's a mention of it in the Bible.
What?
Yeah. Genesis 10 verse 25 indicates the time of the land masses separating. So I'm just going to read the passage straight out. It says, two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of those odd things. It just, it's in there, it but you don't
right
notice
by.
It.
You just read right over it.
Yeah, you just read. Okay, yeah, the earth was divided, whatever. No, the earth was divided. So here's the closest account to what others call Pangaea today. Now, it's not a reference to the Tower of Babel because that's further along in Genesis. It's in Genesis 11. Mm. So this is before that. And this is a reference to actually the earth being divided as a physical reference.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I know some people are going to debate about that. I've seen debate online about it because I looked into this as I'm like, because I have seen this in scripture before. And I thought, okay, it does kind of seem like the whole, you know, Pangaea concept type thing. What led to the Great Divide likely was the global flood from Genesis 6 through 9. You know, it shifted everything when the waters, the floods covered the earth. You know, it changed everything. So why wouldn't it change the tectonic plates and, you know, start dividing land masses?
Wow, that's wild. But Andrew, here's the question on my mind. Is the earth flat? Is the earth flat, Andrew?
No.
Because I want to take a cruise this summer. Well, actually, not this summer. That'd be a bad summer. But, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to go right off the edge, you know?
No, don't do that.